Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here as usual, man.
Thank you. It's been a long time since we had a show, man. I know,
a mistake been made, man.
What's the mistake, man?
It says we have 12 minutes on the air left.
Oh, man. Don't say so, Jack. Jack, don't say so.
So you got 11 minutes to go ahead and spit out the blasphemy you finna say for the day, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
Hey, all right, Pete, we're sorry for the inconveniences. You really, just bear with us. You know, it's our first time doing this, you know what I mean, different schools. You know, we're trying to get it done, but we're going to get it right sooner or later. Sooner.
Yeah, we're going to get it right. It's just time heals everything.
People, so bear with us. So we're going to have to get through this real quick, kid. I see, hit him hard as fast. Well, if you follow us on Twitter at Real223 and at Grande Josh A, you will see that Josh A has been a real angry Cowboys fan lately. I'm just saying, just tweeting blasphemy just for the last about 2-3 weeks now. Just going on this angry Twitter rage for no reason, just on the Cowboys. I don't understand it. Do you like to explain, Josh A?
I'm glad you... You know, finally handing me the spotlight and the mic.
Take it. In a little time that we have.
My problem with the Cowboys is if we can't produce on offense, and I'm not putting this all on Brandon Whedon. Don't get me wrong. I'm not putting this all on Brandon Whedon. if we can't produce on offense, how do you expect our defense to keep these teams from scoring and getting first downs? The longer
right.
Our defense is on the field, the more games we will lose.
Yeah, and I hate it. And the only thing I can say right now, man, I just, you know, the injuries. That's what it is. I'm not, it's like, I'm mad, but then I'm not mad because it's like, man, like I know for a fact if Dez and Romo was playing, we would be on the field right now.
And I was thinking about that the other day. I was thinking it's crazy how two people on a 53-man roster contains the whole team.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But, I mean, the Cowboys, they decided to go ahead and give Matt Castle a chance. I don't have a problem with it because at this point I'm just thinking, like, how worse could we be? We just losing game after game. We really not doing nothing on offense. We had, like, 50 yards total in the second half against the Patriots. So we can't get any worse. And I think Matt Castle, like, he'll bring some veteran leadership. And I think he'll fire up the team, too. I was looking at, like, his past times he started in the NFL with the Patriots, the Bills, the Chiefs. I mean, well, I don't know about the Chiefs, but the Vikings too. And he get fired up. I like Matt Castle. I mean, Brandon Weeden, like I said, he don't take shots down the field, and he need to. But I think Brandon Weeden, he was just trying to play the safe game. And what he really did was, like, he really caused, like, the offense not to have that many turnovers. But then again, we were so predictable that we really made it easy for the other defenses. So, I don't know. I just want to see what Matt Castle going to do.
Yeah, you know, at this point, you know, it don't really matter. So, I hope Matt Castle come in and at least spark something. I don't know anything.
And then they're supposed to be getting our we're supposed to get our young rookie Randy Gregory back week 7. We got a bye week this week, so hopefully they get Tom. Dez said he pushing to come back week 7 next week. So, I mean, if we get Randy Gregory back and Dez, I mean, it might be good for Matt Castle. It might be the best position we can put him in. So,
yeah, that'd be really good.
Oh, yeah. Also, yeah. They said also that Cowboys working out LaMichael James earlier today, so we'll see what happened with that.
Yeah, I hope he. I'd rather for him to return kicks than that other guy, Hot Cheeto Chips.
Lucky. Lucky Chips. Whitehead.
Hot Cheeto Chips.
Hey man, he good, bro. He a rookie, man. He really taking on that Dwayne Harris role. That's all he doing.
Yeah, but I'd rather have LaMichael James do it. I'm just being honest.
Hey, man, get a rookie some time, man. Get a rookie some time.
Give him some time. Michael James haven't had time. Why not be the team?
I mean, I get you. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, Hot Cheeto Chips, he cool, man.
Hey, but, man, his name Lucky Whitehead.
But your Longhorns, man, they surprised. They came with an upset this weekend.
The Longhorns, they get one of these, boy. Longhorns, I was speechless.
I woke up that day and I watched ESPN, they talking about it. I'm like, man, Texas is gonna get dogged. And they surprised me. I don't know. He had to win this game. Charlie, Coach Strong had to win this game. If he lost this one, man, it would have been all, hey, man, it would have been bad. If they would have lost to OU like they lost to, it would have been bad.
Yeah, because all the losses they took this year, they lost two games at the last second, dude. I mean, over some dumb stuff like missing an extra point and then snapping the ball over the punter head. Like, they done lost some games over some dumb stuff. So, they really could have 3 wins right now. But I really think that week up until the Texas OU game, Charlie Strong, you know, he finally, I don't know, I think he just connected with the players. And they knew that if they kept losing, he would get fired. But I don't really think that it would have been his fault, though. I think the players just wasn't playing up to their potential.
Yeah, when you got teammates and stuff tweeting at halftime, so I'm not going to other schools, man. Don't look good for your program.
So, yeah, I just think they didn't want Charlie to go out because of him, because it really wasn't his fault. He's doing the best he can. It's a team full of freshmen and sophomores, so.
Yeah.
He doing his part. me, but I mean, I don't know, man. My Longhorns, they might. Hopefully, they get 6 wins in this season, so I can at least see them in a bowl game.
Yeah, we would all like to see them in a bowl game.
And then you gotta keep an eye on Michigan. I think they play Michigan State this weekend, so that'll be a big game for Harbaugh. See what Harbaugh.
Yeah, we out here packing all day. We out here.
Oh yeah! Shout out to Allen for winning 50 straight games, man. They just won't lose, man.
That's good, man. I hope they keep it up.
50 straight games. I mean, that's good. I mean, I support all Texas teams, high school teams. So I'm glad that Allen showing out for Tech, putting on for Texas like that. Hopefully, they keep the streak going. So shout out to the Allen Eagles. Oh yeah, I heard Madison got another win this weekend.
Man, you know what we do, you know what I mean? It's what we do. My young boys out there handling work, and I appreciate them for that. And they need to keep grinding. It's time to go to the playoffs. Playoff time. You know what I mean? We're gonna beat Lincoln at the end of the year, head to the playoffs, handle our business, you know. You know what's happening. It ain't no secret. Yeah.
All right, there you have it. There you have it from Tutu. But,
yeah,
he fired up. He sound more fired up than the players, man.
I'm proud of your moves, man. They already get done. They love it. That's the crazy part. Y'all don't let them taste victory. Oh, mate. I'm going to taste again.
But, yeah, I wish them the best of luck, too, because I know a lot of people personally on that team, and, you know, I grew up around a lot of those kids, so I wish them the best.
Yeah.
Hope they make it out and go ahead and beat Lincoln at the end of the year.
You too,
see what
man.
They can do in the playoffs.
That game, that's the game we have to make. We have to come back home for that one, Josh.
Oh, yeah, J&T Sports will be at that game, y'all. We're going to be there.
We'll be.
Oh yeah, shout out to the Rangers too, man. They fighting the Blue Jays right now, trying to get into the championship, the American League championship. They tied 2-2 in the 7th inning. So shout out to the Rangers. This game decides who go.
Baseball is real lit right now.
It really is. I mean, the Astros doing their thing, the Rangers doing their thing too. So
the Astros
doing pretty good.
Losing games on purpose. Just so they can talk about they clutch D, man. I don't know.
I think that's really going to backfire on them, man.
Yeah, I think that's disrespectful to the game of baseball. Or
it's disrespectful to the team they playing. Yeah. Like, you think the team they playing going to not turn up on them in this next game? It's really the game tonight at 7.
We'll see how that go.
But, you know, unfortunately, you know, I don't know what happened with this Tom thing, but we only got a minute and 30 seconds. But
yeah, let's touch on this last topic. Prayers go out to Lamar Odom, who was found unconscious in a, what was it, a motel?
Brothel
or something?
Yeah,
in,
Nevada, yeah.
Yeah, so, man, prayers go to Lamar. Hope he come back, get healthy.
Yeah. I don't know what was going on in Lamar, well, in that man's life personally, but I know he's been through a lot in his lifetime, and I know things can get stressful. And I guess this is the perfect example to show people that money might not buy everybody happiness. So I guess everybody send their prayers out to Lamar Odom and his family. Right now they're saying it's a 50-50 chance that he survive this, so I guess over the next 48 hours we'll know, the next 2 days we'll know how that ends up, but we wish him the best.
Yeah, we do.
I think this has been the shortest segment of J&T, but
hey, we just asked, man. We're sorry for that. We really is.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that. I don't know what happened. You know, Tutu always messing up on the technical stuff. I'll take over from now on.
Man. Yes,
but I guess we'll see Friday 5:30, 2:00.
Friday. I have to check on that. I have to really check on that. But,
you know what I mean?
You know,
you listeners, you see what I mean?
We'll give y'all a follow up on Twitter. Just check the Twitter pages. People follow us.
Yeah, y'all follow us.
Follow me.
Yeah, y'all keep following us. I follow it. It's looking kind of. Man.
At JT Sports Nation, follow us on the Twitter, please. Please.
Please do.
We're giving out good. That you would like to know early in the morning when you wake up and you want to see JT Sports Nation on your timeline, I'll tell you something about something that happened today. Well, it'll make your day mine. Follow us.
Yeah, just go ahead and follow us. But we'll see y'all Friday. I mean, hopefully we'll see y'all Friday. You know, Tutu, he always got other stuff going on, but hopefully we see y'all Friday.
See y'all Friday.
All right, JT, listen.